Welcome to Concafé for the 14th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. So glad you could join us. I'm Eladio Valverde. We're looking at a passage from the Psalms. This one's a very, very powerful psalm. It's Psalm 51, verses 1 through 7, and it's in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And the devotional is called Embrace God's Mercy and Love. And I think this will be a blessing for you and for me in terms of what God says through King David's words. So if you're ready to get into God's word, I am. Verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, this is Thursday. May it be a happy one, tremendous one, a terrific Thursday for you, dear friend. And may the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus be with you. May all we say to God in prayer be to worship him and bring blessings to us. Prayer is one of the purest forms of worship we have, and we should take advantage of it. And as we pray, we should be knowing that we're worshiping God. We're not giving, you know, dictation or a to-do list to God. We're praising his name. We're thanking his name, and we're asking God to be with us. And as we pray today, dear friends, please pray. Again, I remind you for Mr. Ricardo Gonzalez, who is in Houston today. Today's the day he gets a new series of injections to bless his body. And pray that the injections, and more importantly, God's healing hand be on him and do what our brother Ricardo needs. Thank you for praying. I've said before, those of you that have been following this ministry for some time now know that the two greatest prayers of humans are, number one, help me, God. Simple prayer. The second one, number two, forgive me, God. The Bible has enough persons saying both things and for a reason, sometimes both at the same time. You know why? Because the Bible is our story. You and I have been in situations where we have either asked for help or forgiveness, or even both, as I said, at the same time. There is no perfect person in Holy Scriptures save except for Jesus. Paul, one of, if not the greatest of the evangelists of all time, said among sinners, he was chief. In other words, he said, you can't find a worse sinner than me. Yet, his love, his zeal for God made possible for most of the known world at the time to come to know Jesus Christ. But friends, let me confess, there are days when I think I have taken away his claim. Step aside, Paul. Let me be the chief among sinners right now. And then there are days when maybe you say, step aside, Pastor Eladio, my turn to be on top of the sinners list. Why? The evangelist is sharing, or this passage is sharing, that the one psalm that King David wrote after he had had his murderous affair with the wife of one of his soldiers. And you know the story. He arranges returns for the husband of this woman with whom he had this affair with to come back from the battlefield in hopes that the soldier would return home, spend the night with his wife, and thus the soldier would think that the child that Bathsheba had in her was his and not the king's. But the loyal soldier did not want to enjoy the comforts of home, while his brothers in arms did not have the same benefits. And so every plot that the king put before this soldier, Uriah is his name, or was his name, he declines. He said, I can't enjoy this while my brothers in war are fighting war. So when all of that fails, King David then orders, and he sends the orders with the poor soldier himself, that he be sent to the fiercest part of the battle. And right when he's in the thick of this battle, the other soldiers were to be ordered to fall back or withdraw, and thus Uriah would die. And that's exactly, sadly, what happened. Now God sent a prophet, Nathan, to tell David a parable about a man who loves a little lamb that he has so much. And then a terrible neighbor steals the beloved lamb, kills it, cooks it, and offers it to a guest traveling by, visiting this terrible neighbor. King David is enraged by the story, and the prophet says, guess what? That thief is you. Oops. And Bill. The king grabs his pen and writes this Psalm 51 with sadness, anger, remorse, embarrassment, guilt, and hope. He pleads for mercy, asking that his sin be taken away from him. He confesses that he has sinned against God, and though he knows he deserves the full extent of the law, type punishment due to come to him, he begs for God to change the outcome, for the outcome to be different. He sounds a lot like me. Maybe you. This story is our story, if we're honest. The universal human experience written daily in our hearts, minds, spirits, and lives has the same theme. We mess up, we confess because we're sorry, and we need God. I shared last Friday the story of the lawyer turned journalist, turned atheist, turned believer, who that first Easter after he had become a believer goes to visit a close colleague to invite him to go to church with him on that Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. His invitation was declined by the friend because he also was an atheist, but a man working on his hands and knees behind that friend's desk resonated with the invitation. He realized that he needed God, and so he went to church that Easter Sunday with his wife and teenage son, and all three became believers. Friend, maybe you're on your knees or hands and knees. Maybe we're all on our hands and knees behind that desk, and we hear something that hits us in the heart, reminding us we all need God, and we need God's love and mercy. King David's words become our words. I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived us. Teach us wisdom in our secret heart. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Let us hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. And the most famous line from this passage is, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Friends, with all the filth, dust, dirt, mud that life throws at us each and every day, if our hearts had filters like our cars, we could replace them and have a new filter, but they don't. We need new hearts. That's why the psalmist said, create in me a clean heart. And God does provide those. Friends, hear the good news. that David heard and experiences, that mercy and change can be ours as well if we but ask. God can restore our salvation. God can sustain our willing hearts. In fact, that has been the entire purpose of this season of Lent, preparing our hearts to be made new in Jesus, to fully realize that our decaying spirits can be made new and that even those with dead hearts can fully experience personal resurrection. Where do you stand? Let's pray. Loving God, as we pray, we come with contrite hearts, knowing and confessing that we have been sinful and our need for you is great to be forgiven and made new. Create in us clean hearts and renew our spirits to a steadfast level. Lead us away from sin and help us walk in your ways, experiencing the fullness of life that comes from being in relationship with you. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Spend more time in prayer. Spend more time in prayer. Pour out your heart to God and ask him to cleanse you and to renew your spirit. I love you and I thank God for you. If this has blessed you, pass it on. Let others know that this ministry seeks to win the world for Jesus Christ, and you support it. I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.